Hi, welcome back. Sorry, I got interrupted, so I had to sort that out. So I'll go back to the fourth question that Mr. Licorice asked. What I mean about the showdown between a villain and a heroine, or it could be a villain, a female villain, and a hero, is I like the power dynamic that kind of holds. So you could say that's been done in Buffy. So if anyone's watched that, the sex scene between Buffy and Spike, even though you could say they're both dark at that point because of what's happening, and they're fighting and then bam, they just start having sex. But what I mean is someone that's a truly good person, or a heroine of some sorts that's not at all touched by the dark side, or the guy's not touched by it, but the other person, but there's something between the two that they just kind of give into their emotions and feelings, and it just happens. At the moment, I haven't really come across that type of thing, and I would like to see that, whether it's in audio, whether it's in a book, a TV show, film, doesn't matter. I'd like to see that dynamic happen. Okay, so, and the next load of questions. Sorry again, my iPad has closed down on me. Okay, so this is from UL. Again, I'm sorry if I've got this wrong. Ulan, you know. I'm sorry if I've got that wrong. I'm really sorry. Number one, do you try to experiment with your scripts every now and then? Like, for example, writing a specific kind of scene to prove you can write it? Actually, that's a really good question, and the answer is yes, I do. Going back to my True Detective script, I had the idea of an older man, retired cop, and this younger female cop, and a relationship develops. And what I did to kind of experiment was I wrote the script, and now I'm actually writing a novel. And so in a way, my erotica scripts have actually helped me go, right, okay, will this work as a book, or will this work as a longer project? And it has worked. And so, for example, my latest one, one of the latest ones I did was, if anyone's played Detroit Become Human, that's an amazing game. I wrote about a older man and a younger female robot. And again, that was, it's heavily inspired off the Detroit game, but there's also a link to a novel I'd love to do. And actually it's got the same title, The Companion. And from that script, I would like in future to do more with that storyline and see where it goes. But that script really, really helped germinate that idea, because literally they were just ideas bouncing around my head. But from that script, now it's starting to sprout with roots, and it's going off in webs and stuff like that. So that stuff really, really helps. Question two, do any of your scripts come from personal experience? And my worst sides asked, the answer is no, because some of the stuff is so outlandish it wouldn't. So for example, I've never worked for a depression helpline and masturbated to the person on the other side of it. That's my Good Samaritan script, so that's never happened to me. But again, it's something where I went, what if this happened? What would happen? And I'm a big, I love the what if questions. They're so good for writing, and they're really good at developing ideas. So yeah, so it'd be, the answer is no. Book you hate the most. Now, there are two books that I disliked, but I actually did buy and read purely out of the hype, which is a big mistake that I make. And I've told myself that I wouldn't read books out of hype. But again, and they are Stephanie Meyer's Twilight and 50 Shades by E.L. James. I don't like them because, again, they weren't very well written. They're very, very simple and very beginnery. And again, E.L. James and Stephanie Meyer were only just starting out writing when they published. So they hadn't been writing for years to kind of hone it and make it better. It just kind of went out they're just not very good in my opinion. Bella and I know 50 Shades is a fan fiction of Twilight, but Bella and I've even forgotten the apparent heroine's lead name. That's just telling you that I don't like the story if I've forgotten the girl's name. Is it Anna? That's it, Anna. They're not strong female characters. They're not very well developed. There's not a lot of depth to them. And again, if you spend more time on a project, you will develop. If you focus on it, and have more time on it, they will start to breathe themselves. That's what characters do. And they just weren't very, interesting people. They didn't have any hobbies. I know Anna loves, like, Wuthering Heights and all that stuff, but Bella she's got nothing about her. There's nothing about her. Like, she doesn't talk about anything she likes, any hobbies. She's boring. And again, their lovers aren't very well written. Like, Edward is very boring. And it's why I like, it's actually the only thing I like about that is the only thing I like about that series, the Twilight one, is Jacob Black, because I feel like he has personality, because again, he's such a sarcastic person and he's got some really interesting things to say. So Jacob is the best written out of my mind. Now, and again, Christian, I think, is a complete psychopath. When I was reading it, I was like, this guy's a psycho. Why the hell would you be attracted to somebody like that? And I know he's got money and all that stuff, but he would be somebody I'd stay away from. And I remember I was chatting to a friend about 50 Shades, and I said, you do realise Anna would never go out with Christian if he didn't have any money. If he was like a barista that liked BSM and worked in a coffee shop, she wouldn't go anywhere near him. Like, there's the whole materialism thing as well. She just doesn't. She's attracted to the fact, he has a helicopter, he has this big company, And again, when I watched it, I did watch the second film, and I got very pissed off when she was an assistant at an editing company, and then because Christian owns it, or he buys it, or whatever, again, I can't remember, he automatically promotes her to head editor or whatever, because he's having sex with her, because they're in a relationship. And I was like, that is not a good thing to show young people how to get on in life, E.L. James. Anna needs to work for it. She needs to develop herself. So if I had to hate something, again, it would be Twilight, exception of Jacob Black and the 50 Shades franchise. But I think Stephanie Meyer and E.L. James have done really well for themselves, and I hope they write something better. And maybe with practice that will happen. So yeah, I think they've done very well for themselves, but again, they just need to write better, write more, read more, and they'll find something that hopefully that will be good for them. Yeah, so. Right, so I think that's the questions done. I've really, really rambled on, and again, because I'm absolutely crapping myself doing this, because it's the first time, I'm not used to talking about myself in this way. So a big shout out to all the people that asked me questions. It was really, really interesting and really, really fun. I really enjoyed it. I've got. I was actually. I'm gonna. I've got two announcements to make. The first one is, in case anyone was wondering, I did used to be a performer, and I stopped being about. And I made the decision to stop about. I think it's about 4 or 6 months ago, and the reason why I stopped doing audios is I just wasn't enjoying it anymore. I didn't like the way my voice sounded on audio, and again, it just wasn't for me. And I realised that my where I truly enjoyed this erotica hobby is to do, is the writing. It's creating the story, it's creating that scenario, and yeah, so I realised through actually performing that my heart wasn't in it. So that if anyone has ever listened to my previous audio stuff, that's why I stopped. And actually that's why I deleted my work. The second announcement, which is a very big thing for me, my first book was actually is published on Amazon Kindle. It's available. Let me just get my thing out, sorry, so I can talk about it better. My debut book, it took me, I started writing it when I was 16, 17. It took me 8 years to write, and it's finally out on Amazon. And actually, if you've been listening to all of this so far, hats off to you. You can actually hear Nirvana in the background, who heavily inspired the story. It's written from a dream that I had when I was 16, 17 years old, and it just stuck with me, and I was never able to kind of shake it off. And the book is called Hard Way Home. And it's about a woman that's working at a store. It's called the Shop and Drop. She's a very depressed person. It's heavily inspired off my own experiences and my own feelings. And she's actually planning her suicide. And then she finds out that her hero, Brandon Rivers, who's a this very troubled drug addicted person, who, and he's actually a lead singer of a grunge rock band, has escaped from hospital. She's on her way home, and she's actually attacked by two drunken men. Then she's rescued by a mysterious stranger who she discovers looks exactly like the musician, but what's interesting, he's from his stance to his voice to his ta the tattoo on his neck, everything is the same except the color of his eyes. They're all different. Yet he keeps insisting that he's not the musician, but he's come to give this character a warning. And so that's the other big news. I think I haven't probably pitched it very well. Again. It's my debut book. I'm completely doing this blindfolded, and I'm just treading the water and just kind of seeing how it goes. If you want to buy it, it's on Amazon. It's called Hard Way Home, and my writing name is K.S. Stanley. Also, another thing that will be interesting, if you want to purchase it from October the 10th to October the 14th, you'll be able to get it for free. So yes, I'll just do a plug in there. See how I did that? Yeah, anyway, so that's my other big news. So it's this was my first AMA, and I've gone boiling hot out of nerves. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, and looking forward to writing more and see what else is out there. Okay, thanks, bye.